And away we go. Scott Spears back with you on a Getaway Friday. Friday, April the 10th, 2020. Good Friday, as we know it. 18 minutes past the hour, joined in studio by Michelle Whitaker. I know. I couldn't even do it that time. Michelle Whitaker and the other girl.
Oh, gosh. Here we go.
No, it was a joke. I know. Laugh hard. No, Ashley Croman.
Oh, my God. With us. Stop.
I love that. Did you ever think about changing your name to Ashley?
No, never.
It might be better for me if you could do that.
No, thanks.
I like Abby.
You like Abby?
Yep.
I'm just Abby.
Okay. Well.
Sorry.
If you could change it, though, it would make this show more correct.
I don't think so. Michelle and Ashley?
Michelle and Ashley.
Abby sounds way better.
Abby. I'm Michelle definitely not an Ashley.
Abby.
I told my mom, I was like, why didn't you give me a nickname from Michelle and call me Elle?
Yeah.
But, nope.
I love shortening people's names.
I know. I said, why
I
don't you...
I hate saying people's names.
Well, Abby is shortened.
It's Abatha.
Is that your name?
Abatha.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's interesting. That's a unique name.
I wanted to be Elle.
Yeah, where did that come
E-L-L-E.
From? Where did Abatha come from?
We'll talk about that. My dad.
Stay tuned.
That.
We're going to find that out. Go ahead, caller.
Are we still doing the trivia?
Yes, go ahead.
How about It's Impossible? This kiss?
Not impossible. That's a good guess, but it's not impossible. Thank you. Not impossible. It's interesting that this word is elusive to people. The song is, it's centrifugal motion, it's perpetual bliss, it's that pivotal moment, it's impossible. And we know now that it's this kiss, but there is a word there that is part of the next two lines. This song trivia, how we do it is, I give you a little bit of the song, and then you have to give me the next two lines. So the song, the lines that I'm giving you, it's centrifugal motion, it's perpetual bliss, it's that pivotal moment, it's impossible. What are the next two lines? Go ahead, caller.
How about it's sensational?
Not sensational. Oh. That's a good guess, too.
So close.
Okay.
Thank you.
I can still see that video. Like, I can see her face when she says the word. Because I watched music videos all the time.
It's an interesting word.
Such a good song.
Maybe. Mm-hmm. Well, it's like centrifugal motion. That's all I need for a song.
You've not heard the whole song? And
I probably have.
That was like circa 1998 or something.
Mm-hmm. I'll give you one more here in a second.
Yes.
After we go to this important phone call.
Somebody's got it.
It's gotta be. Oops. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, would that be Irresistible?
Not Irresistible.
Dude.
That's close. Thank you.
I don't know my music anymore.
No, these are good adjectives.
Yeah, that's true. I got a ton of 45s. I probably got that.
Really? Are you enjoying the show this morning?
I am.
I'm not.
I enjoy your show.
Aw.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, I think you're all doing a great job.
Well, I appreciate that. Are you excited that we're going to have the new co-host next Friday night with blonde hair?
I'm trying to pick my brain on that one.
Oh.
I wouldn't have no idea at all.
It's going to be big, big, big next Friday night.
Oh, you mean it might be Mike Pence then?
Mike Pence is going to come in, Vice President of the United States, and co-host the show with me. You got it.
Well, all right.
All right. Hey, thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Next Friday night. Did I say this in this hour? No, I haven't. Next Friday night, the Friday Night Live show, which is a very popular show. It's kind of a minutia show, but it's a fun show. Next Friday...
honestly.
Who says these words at minutia? This time of the morning?
Me! That's what I'm here for.
Minutia. and affect.
What is wrong with you people? I say affect. I say minutia.
Progress. Because people don't talk like that.
Proceed.
I do. Go ahead, caller. What's that?
It's unthinkable.
Not unthinkable.
Oh, you're so close.
Thank you. It is unthinkable with a lot of people, though, because you know a lot of people have cold sores, and that can be bad news for a lot of people. Oh, but you ABC gum people.
What are you talking about cold sores?
No, hold on. I'm going to go back to that, because that was such a disgusting thing.
Listen, I was like 16 or 15.
Yeah, but tell people what you did. Tell people what you did as a sign of love when you were 16.
I don't know that it was a sign of love.
ABC gum.
You would just choose someone else's gum.
Choose someone else's gum.
I don't know. It's not because I loved them. We were young.
Did you hate them? I'll chew your gum. I can't stand you, but let me chew your gum.
Maybe she needed gum.
I'd be like, here, hold this for a second. What are you going to do? Chew it. I don't know.
When somebody hands you something, your first reaction is to put it in your mouth? That's what you do? Here, hold this. Well,
it was gum. Like, I don't know. I can't remember what I was
thinking.
You
don't chew somebody else's gum.
I know that as an adult.
Oh,
in high
man.
School, it wasn't gross. I don't know.
Well, it's gross now.
It is. You're right.
Grosses me out.
It's whatever.
It was. It was all these
that
years ago.
That is not whatever. You don't chew somebody else's gum. I've never
like
even heard that.
I'm sure
years
I have
ago.
At some point.
You've chewed somebody else's gum?
Probably. I don't know.
There is nobody's gum I would be chewing. I don't care who the person was. I'm not going to chew your gum. That is disgusting.
You like literally, obviously.
Well, now
don't have
it's
kids.
ABC chapstick.
Yeah.
I don't ABC chapstick either. Okay, the song, by the way, it's centrifugal motion, it's perpetual bliss, it's that pivotal moment, it's impossible. What are the next two lines? And I'll give you another song, by the way, since apparently this one's out here. I love this one, because this is a funny song. I'll get to cry to Barbara Walters when things don't go my way, and I'll get community service no matter which law I break. What are the next two lines?
Are you serious?
Well, you have
that's
to know
song.
The song first.
That is the song.
From when?
What?
You don't know that song? That was a popular song.
When?
When, in 1950?
No, no, no. 2000-something?
Oh, stop.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a popular song.
Now I have to Google it.
I'll get to cry to Barbara Walters when things don't go my way, and I'll get community service no matter which law I break. What are the next two lines to that song? Does anybody know?
Okay.
Yeah, what year was that song released?
I don't know.
2000s, I bet.
It probably was, yeah.
Yep. So I'm right and you're wrong. 50s. What's wrong with you two?
Oh, okay.
So does anybody know the next two lines to that song?
No.
You don't know? That was a popular song. I'll get to cry to Barbara Walters when things don't go my way, and I'll get community service no matter which law I break. Or we can go back to the original. It's centrifugal motion. It's perpetual bliss. It's that pivotal moment. It's impossible. What are the next two lines to that particular song? And we've still got the two items from Stewart's to give away. So we've got the two 16-ounce root beer floats and the one 32-ounce root beer float. And here is one of the questions. Last year, I had a little ongoing thing on the air that I said Wendy's did not sell a certain item. And this went on for days. What did I say Wendy's did not sell? Does anybody remember this? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. That's for your choice of a 32-ounce root beer float or two 16-ounce root beer floats. What didn't I think Wendy's sold? And I went on and on and on about this probably for weeks at the end of the year last year. What did I think Wendy's did not sell?
I think I remember this.
Do you remember this?
I think so.
You were listening back in those days?
Yeah.
Oh, God bless you. Let's see if somebody knows. Go ahead, caller.
Was it pies?
It wasn't pies. That's a good guess, though.
All right.
Thank you. Not pies. Did you think it was pies?
No.
Okay.
I have to get we have pie at Stewart's. I got to get it started soon. We sell
strawberry pie.
Yeah. You have strawberry pie now?
No, not yet.
One morning, if you like dropped off a whole strawberry pie to me, hey, we'd be in business.
I got to get it started, though.
We'd be real friends then.
Yeah.
Go ahead, caller.
Didn't you say they didn't serve breakfast?
Not breakfast, but you're getting closer.
All right.
Okay. Bye-bye. It's along those lines. Let's put it that way. Mm-hmm. Although I still don't think Wendy's sells breakfast. I don't think they sold it then. I think they do now.
Yeah, they do now.
They do now.
Someone just said it was good.
I don't think they did then. But there was a particular item that I said Wendy's does not sell.
But they actually do.
Is that what you're saying? I don't... I think they do now. Yeah. At that particular time, there was a big discussion on the air about it. But what item back late last year did I say Wendy's did not sell? And it went on for days. And again, you can have your choice of two 16-ounce root beer floats or one 32-ounce root beer float. What was that item? 740-383-9944. Give me a ring, and we'll give you a prize.
Late last year, like in the fall? Or last spring?
No, not that far back. It was in the fall.
Oh,
it was like toward Christmas.
Yeah, I think it was kind of when we started listening.
We've been listening forever.
I mean, prior, you know, when we started listening after we knew you. I mean, all the times I listened before I knew you.
Yeah. Right. You were big fans then, weren't you?
See, that's what I was talking about, just after. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Gotcha.
Yep.
But you become fans now. See, I appreciate anybody who is listening to this show. Because if you don't have listeners, highly unlikely we would get together and do it. So, you know, I appreciate people who listen. I like that you guys listen.
Yeah.
That's nice of you.
Almost every morning.
Really?
Well, yeah.
What, so when you wake up, I'm the first thing on your mind in the morning. Let's tune Scott in real quick here.
Yep. That's what I'm thinking.
Yep. There was no traffic this morning at all. Like, literally, I was impressed.
It wasn't bad. McDonald's did have some people there, though.
Did they?
It did.
Downtown, there was no traffic on Center Street. None. But I got caught by every light.
Mouth what you think the answer to this is. Yep, that's it. That was it.
Oh, I don't know what she just said. I don't remember.
Yep. What did I think Wendy's did not sell? And I had a constant argument about this on the air last year. What did I think Wendy's did not sell, which I really don't believe they still do? That's just my prerogative at this point.
I don't know, I guess. I think that they do, but I don't know.
I don't know. I haven't been there for breakfast.
Right.
But what is it?
I think it's a breakfast thing. Is it?
I think in the context I was talking about it, I think it was a breakfast thing.
Okay.
You could win a 32-ounce root beer float or two 16-ounce root beer floats, and you don't have to come here to pick up your prize. You just have to go there and get it, Stewart's. So what was that thing I was talking about? We had a couple guesses. What did I think Wendy's did not sell last fall? That is the question. And that's when you started listening.
Apparently.
And you heard me talking about this, and you said, man, that's fascinating radio. I'm going to have to listen every morning for the rest of my life.
Wow, he's got me with this. Yeah.
He's got me with this.
Yeah.
No, why? I bet you do in the morning when you get up. You say, well, I got to tune that in. That's what people do when they listen, like morning shows or radio shows. It crosses their mind in the morning.
It's usually like Michelle or I texting each other being like, oh, my gosh, Scott's talking about us again.
Yep.
I don't talk about you a whole lot. I think you have a complex.
Oh, there's no complex, but I think that you actually do.
I plug the podcast.
Nope. It's not always just podcast.
Yeah. No.
What have I ever said about you?
The other girl. And
oh, the other girl. Yeah, I did tell you the other girl.
Lots of other things in there that you've talked about.
Usually nice. Most of the time it's nice.
Yeah, I'm nice. I'm a nice man. I don't know what's wrong with you two.
Mostly nice, unless you're talking about biscuits and gravy. Then it's not nice.
Oh, don't bring that up. It's the morning.
I almost made some this morning to bring it to you.
No, you didn't. Oh, that was
awful. Did you ever get your apple butter?
Yeah, somebody... Well, Charlie bought me apple butter for Christmas.
That's nice.
And then a listener brought me in some apple butter.
Oh, that's
so I have
nice.
Two jars of apple butter at home now.
For your English
muffin. My English muffin. Which I have every money.
With your
figgy
pudding.
A spot of tea and some English muffins.
See, I was going to figure out how to make that. I looked it up to figure out how to make that.
You were going to make some apple butter?
Yeah, for you, because I didn't know if any... And then I heard that you got some.
I don't think that's true.
I swear, it's crock pot. You do it in crock pot stuff. I promise,
why
I really did look it up.
Why wouldn't that be
true? Well, because I... Okay, listen.
Seriously, you say you want blueberry stuff, and I figure out the same day how to, like, do it all.
You did, and I praised
and
you for that.
Like, I could have had a different recipe, but I had to figure out how to make it transportable. So, like, I did that. So why would I not look up apple butter? I did it at the same time.
I told her I needed donuts. She made donuts.
You did make donuts.
They were good.
And I praise you for that. All I'm saying is, I don't know, just like if I wake up one morning with a craving, I don't know that you're going to run to the kitchen and start whipping it up.
I don't appease all of them. I'm just saying, like, when I have
something appease.
Like that.
Now, who says appease? That would not be a word I would say. See, it comes back to get you now. Who says appease?
That's not a bad word.
It's not a bad word, I mean, like, but who says appease?
I don't
appease?
Think it's an uncommon word.
Do you have appease. To appease me?
I don't
that
appease
sounds like
you.
I'm a king or something. Appease the king.
I think sometimes you act like that. I
think that's what she meant. Yeah. Like, I don't appease everything, King Scott.
she got it.
I think that she was being a little sarcastic there.
Was that what that was?
Yeah.
Were you being rude?
I was laying it down pretty thick.
Jeez.
Did you not
sorry you can't appease me with that.
Did you not pick up on the sarcasm?
You know, you're going to fall in my eyes if I don't get some apple butter.
What?
Yeah.
What?
You're not even going to be the other girl. You're going to be...
This is what you do. You just go buy some, put it in a home container. There you go.
That's not what
You wouldn't know the difference.
I like making things like that.
I would
like
know
that,
the
though.
Difference.
If she went and bought homemade apple butter from, like, say, Lawrence Orchard's.
Yeah.
And put it in her own container at home. You think she made it?
You don't do that.
Well, wait, first of all, backing up, know. I made the cupcakes and you said that I didn't make cupcakes.
Yeah,
so
just because
then
she put it like in a container
what?
She had.
You still said I didn't make cupcakes.
Oh, I know what you did with those cupcakes. You went to the store and you bought the cupcakes and then you said, well, I want to be impressive. So then you went and you put the cupcakes in Tupperware and brought them in. I know that's what you did.
It wasn't in Tupperware.
Was I there that day?
Yes,
I don't even remember.
Yes, you were.
What did...
Because you're like... I'm not,
it was in the plastic
you
container.
You didn't make these? I'm like, yes, I do. People say these at work all the time. Like, how would I not make these? And I put them in there and you're like, called me out on it. I was like, okay, fine. And you didn't even eat one. And they were
I didn't eat one. I wouldn't have touched those things with
he
a 10-foot pole.
He only eats pizza and tacos at fake parties down the hall.
Correct.
You can believe that party didn't happen, but it did. It was a rager.
Mm-hmm. I'm 100%.
It was a rager.
And he taught exercise class.
Oh, I did. You know, that was a fun day, too.
And was asked to MC the whatever it was.
Yes, the
and
musical.
The girl with the report.
I helped the girl with the report.
Oh, my gosh.
I am a giver. Now that I go back and think about it all.
That was what the Marion
was. Why do you people remember this stuff?
I'm
honest to God.
I was at Harding every day this year, all day, and none of this stuff happened to me.
Well, you're not friendly like me.
From 7 to 5.
I'm a helper.
Since when?
I'm a helper, I'm a giver, I'm a doer.
Ugh.
I don't know about that.
I'm sure you taught... it wasn't even exercise class. It's the girls
Zumba.
That are...
Zumba. I was teaching Zumba.
No, the girls are... I think it's color guard.
Color guard. I was teaching the color guard.
And you're like, I taught Zumba.
See, here's the thing. You don't remember these things because you make them up. People don't remember their lies after they tell
it
them.
It looked like Zumba to me.
It's color guard.
Color guard looked like Zumba?
Hey, listen.
And you give me heck for, like, raising the kid in the hallway.
Oh, yeah, you raced that kid in the hall. That was embarrassing.
It was two of them.
Thank goodness
it was...
I wasn't there, because I couldn't
listen,
have taken
it. I wish one of them were listening.
Boys thought it was fun.
They did. They totally thought it was fun.
I'm sure.
There's
how do you know? You weren't
them.
There either.
Because
they're
kids.
That kid later on confided in me that he thought you were insane.
You don't even know which one it was.
Yeah,
was...
it was Billy.
No, it wasn't.
Billy.
His name was Billy.
There was two of them, and then there was a
Billy
whole
and,
group of the whole
Billy and
kids.
Jeff. Billy and Jeff came down after and said, listen, keep her in her room.
I hope this is one of my kids that I raised.
I hope it's the answer. Go ahead, caller.
They're still sleeping. Yeah, was it bacon?
It was bacon.
There you go, yes.
You have got it. I said Wendy's did not sell bacon. All right. Would you like the 32-ounce root beer float or the two 16-ounce root beer floats?
I'll take the 16-ounce.
216. What's your name?
Brenda Griffith.
Brenda Griffith. Brenda. Just go over to Stewart's, tell them your name, and they will have it. Thank you, Brenda.
Bye-bye.
That was good.
Yep. So now we're down to one question, and you will get a 32-ounce root beer float. Now, the question... I said they didn't sell bacon. There was a whole thing I had with somebody, like a conversation mm-hmm. about bacon.
I think we talked about it because we talked about it, or you listened, or one day, whatever it was. I don't know. Because it was bacon fries. And they had bacon on there. Like
Baconator fries.
Yeah.
That's what they're called. Baconator fries.
Maybe it was
trust
just a day
me.
That
I've
I
never had Baconator fries.
Well, my house has a lot.
That
I have
sounds like it could
boys.
Clog a ventricle to your
I
heart
have
or
teenage
something.
Boys.
Here's the final question, by the way, for the day, for the prize. This might be hard to get. Where do I go on Thanksgiving Eve every year?
I know where you go.
And I mentioned this on the air quite a bit.
I can give a clue for that right
I do,
now.
I do that every year. That's my tradition. Because we come here and decorate the studio for Christmas on Thanksgiving Eve. And we do a show that night, usually a special to kick off the Christmas music. So where do I go before I come here? And I always go with the same person every year. So where do I go on Thanksgiving Eve every year?
I have so many clues I could give for that one.
I don't like that you two know that. How do you know that? I don't think you were listening back in those days.
You act like we don't pay attention.
I don't think you pay attention to anything I say. Did I tell you? Good. This might be the correct answer. Go ahead, caller.
You go to McDonald's.
No, I don't go to McDonald's. That's a good guess, though.
No,
I do not go to McDonald's.
Nope,
not McDonald's. Maybe. But that is my tradition.
Yeah.
Oh, but here is the thing. The person I should say this. The person that I always have gone with, I did go with last year, but there was somebody else who went along now, and now that person is like my regular. Not that Sean will not go, but he's got diabetes at this particular point.
Mm. So he can't go there.
I guess he can. It didn't stop him before, but whatever.
Right. Yeah.
He's the one who's going to drive the car.
Right.
That's kind of like our little living together. Us in a car for like 4 hours. That's what it'll turn into. And it's all going to be taped.
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting.
I honest to God, somebody will not make it back. It will be like Survivor. That's what's going to happen. I guarantee you, as we head up to Detroit, there will be four people in the car. When we come back from Detroit, there'll be two, three tops.
Here's the thing. I know Sean won't leave either one of us.
I'm not talking about leave. I'm talking about just force. You can't really transport a dead body over state lines, so I don't think we can do that.
This is interesting.
Golly, that went dark fast.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not saying that you might get backed over. Ever accidentally backed over somebody?
No, not this week. Nope.
Not this week. There you go. Does anybody know where I go on Thanksgiving Eve?
I
go there for a particular reason.
Oh,
every Thanksgiving Eve. Turkey Eve, as they call it. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, I got a question.
Go right ahead.
You're having people that win the pursuits.
Right.
And you take their name.
Right.
What is to stop somebody else from going out and using their name?
Well, how would you stop somebody else from out going and using their name?
Well, I'm just saying that you got to ask group of people out here.
Yeah, we do have someone.
You get a name, and so let somebody else try to get up and get ahead of you.
That's a good question. We don't have good security on this thing, do we?
Yeah, well, I thought I'd ask.
Well, I appreciate that. That's a good thinker. We'll think something up here. Thank you.
Yep.
That's interesting.
That's kind of a good question, but
I don't know, Scott.
I don't think somebody... You might have 18 people come in and say, hey, I'm such and such.
I mean...
Usually people are good-hearted and good-natured, and they don't do that.
Like, do you know the trivia question, too? What you answered?
I would ask them that, because you're here, obviously.
Yeah.
You would know the answer.
What was your answer? Right.
And also, let's see here. What's a code word they could say if this really did become a problem?
You can't say the code word, though.
Why can't you say the code word?
Because whoever was listening to the name of the person that won would also know the code word.
Well, maybe they've tuned out at this point.
But if they didn't?
If I was not here and listening to you two, I'd tune out by now.
Well, I kind of remember it's a guy in...
I wrote down the names for you.
I have the names. I know you have the names, but...
Roger. Yeah. Like, Roger was pretty...
Right. We got our three winners so far. We've got Roger with the $10 gift certificate. We've got a half gallon of your favorite beverage. That's Jody Lucas. We've got two 16-ounce root beer floats. That's Brenda Griffith. Now, who's going to win the 32-ounce root beer float? What do I do every Thanksgiving Eve before I come to the studio and do the Christmas special and put up the decorations? Go ahead, caller.
It's the same, but make them show ID.
There you go.
Yeah, show your ID. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Well, I was in McDonald's and was in the line and made my order, and a car went around me and pulled ahead and got my order.
Oh.
I gave it to him and drove on.
What?
See, that's awful.
See, that happened to me. So there are some people out there would do something like that.
Unscrupulous people, that's for sure.
But it's a shame you have to do it, but that's the only way I would know now that it's already been done to have them show ID if they would.
That's a good idea, because you can't show somebody else's ID, and we know the names. That's
right.
Good. Hey, thank you.
Okay, Scott. Bye.
That's a good thought. If it becomes a problem, just make them show you the ID.
Yep.
There you go. Problem solved.
Wow. That's true.
740-383-9944. See, that's why you got to have call-ins. That's why I've always thought call-ins were important, because the listeners are a lot smarter than me on just about everything.
You just hate to think that people are that dishonest.
Well, I don't want people to be dishonest. I don't know that they would be, but that could be a question. Go ahead, caller.
You go to the Dairy Queen.
I do go to the Dairy Queen. You have got it right. Now, do you remember why I go to the Dairy Queen? No, yeah, you got...
For a blizzard.
For the blizzard. You have got it. Okay, yeah, 32 ounce. What's your name?
Janet Durst.
Janet, you win. Having a good time this morning?
Certainly.
All right, have a great day.
Thank you.
Thank you, Janet. Janet Durst is our last winner. So Janet Durst got the 32-ounce root beer float. Two 16-ounce root beer floats go to Brenda Griffith. A half gallon of your favorite beverage goes to Jody Lucas. And $10 gift card to Roger. Now, just for the fun of it, does anybody remember what kind of blizzard I get?
No.
Because I've made a thing of this, too.
Oreo?
I was going to say Oreo.
Your brain is like
honestly,
really moving this morning.
There's a really good chance that it's going to be Oreo.
Well, it's Oreo because I don't even think I've ever tried another Blizzard.
Not surprise me at all.
Why does that not surprise
you? It doesn't, because you seem very routine.
Yeah.
You get your diet
Coke. What does that mean? I seem
you
very
go to the
routine.
Dairy Queen every, like, you never not go. Before Thanksgiving?
No, because, see, I don't live near the Dairy Queen. Mm-hmm. I don't ever drive in that neighborhood. And I'm also, I don't really do sugar unless it's like a special thing.
Oh.
So that's a special moment.
That's fun.
Yeah. So you don't go to Dairy Queen any other time?
Not usually.
No.
I mean, like if in summer, if somebody says, do you want to go, I'll go. But I don't make it a point. I never go
there. Is
that
like the pumpkin patch?
It's like the pumpkin patch.
Once a year.
Once a year. I'll go to the pumpkin patch. I'll go to the Dairy Queen. I'll do these things, but that's about it.
I'll go to
the
Dairy Queen.
We need to start taking Scott out of his comfort zone.
I don't want to go to the Dairy Queen, but I'll go.
Why are you people so hung up? This is like the third show you want to do about me. What are you giving?
You were trying to break you out of
your...
Listen, I am closed, and it's not going
to
change.
Go to the Dairy Queen today.
I'm not going
just
to the Dairy Queen today.
Live a little. Like, get out there. I mean, wake up on days I have no clue what I'm going
to
do.
No clue what I'm doing. Even though I'm going to work, I still, like, I could end up anywhere.
Right.
Like, any store.
I could do that. Yeah.
I feel like you'd be like, you know what? I only go to that Santa Town on Wednesdays, so we're going to have to wait for that. Like, I'm just like, okay, let's go. Let's do it. Like, I don't know how everything is so regimented.
It's not.
Mm.
Like, last Friday night when I drove by your place, that wasn't planned.
What were you doing on Main Street?
I had to go deliver something to somebody because they were not feeling well,
mm-hmm.
which was not planned. So I went and I delivered that to them, and then I drove down Main Street because I had to come here and do the big show last Friday night with Marla Gibbs.
Right. So you're on your way to work.
Right.
You don't just go drive around.
All the time.
No, you don't.
Tonight I'll be driving around. I'll be shooting the loop.
Shooting the loop.
Going around town.
That's something that should come back.
Yeah.
Shooting the loop.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's funny.
That's where I'd be.
I'm surprised shooting it's not. With
Did
like
you ever
not
shoot
doing
the loop?
Anything. Oh, I shot the loop all the time.
No.
No, you didn't.
Were you there? I was at the loop.
I probably was, because you're not that much older than I am.
That's right.
You millennial.
Well, I am. I'm 10 years younger than the both of you.
I know
you guys are the same years. And
Zennials.
You're Zennials?
Yes.
Is that what it is?
It is. It's not.
That's not the name I call you both in private.
Exactly right. I'm glad you just said that on air.
I think you should try a different blizzard, like before Thanksgiving. Not on your Thanksgiving.
Like what?
An M&M blizzard with chocolate ice cream.
Yeah. Cookie dough.
See, he didn't pay attention to one word we just
I
said
did.
Right
you just
there.
Said cookie it dough. Was, I heard
I
the whole
did not.
Thing.
What,
listen,
did
hey,
what did I say?
Hey, Mel, I listened to it.
What did I say?
Well, I block you out on a regular basis. I don't have to tune away. What'd you say? That's I had to read something. Give me
no,
a break.
I don't.
There's a news story going on over here.
Of course there is.
What news story?
Are you holding your middle finger up at me
no,
over there? What are you
it's
doing?
Two. I'm like, just...
Okay, go ahead.
An M&M blizzard with chocolate
ice cream. No, I don't want an M&M blizzard with chocolate. No, I don't. I'm not a big chocolate
Ew,
person.
That's gross. Who are you?
Who am I?
Chocolate.
Oh, we've met.
Chocolate
what about
person?
Cheesecake?
Where did Abatha come from? You're not getting out of that one. Where
oh,
did that
my,
come
my dad. My dad named me that.
But why?
He said Abby wasn't proper, right?
Oh, I like this man already. I would have liked him.
Abby Lane, right? Because it's not Abbey Road like the Beatles, so it's Abby Lane. Right? Abbey Road, Abbey Lane.
Yeah.
Which one was the Beatles song, Abbey Lane, wasn't it?
Beatles.
Penny Lane.
Record. Penny Lane.
But the record was...
It's Abbey Road.
Abbey Lane.
But Penny Lane is the song.
Right.
But she's Abbey Lane.
So that's where it came from?
Well, not Abatha.
So where did Abatha
come from? So Abby was my sister's imaginary friend. So that's why I was Abby, right? I don't know. Like, Abatha came from my dad's brain, I guess.
Yep.
Well, that's nice. I like unique names. Yeah. I should have asked people what my favorite name was, because I went on and on about that, too.
I have no idea.
Your favorite name?
Favorite name. I do have a favorite name. I always said
For a girl or a guy?
No, it's just my favorite name in general. And if I would have a child, this is how this started. If I would have a child, this would be what I would name it.
Well, I want to know.
Well, I'm not going to tell you.
Why?
It's a trivia question, man.
I don't have any more kids to like steal it or anything. You know,
what's
like,
it start with?
Done.
Huh?
Is it like a common name?
Not terribly common, but it's not complicated. It's not like one of those names like Abatha.
Is it from like the 80s, 70s?
No, it's like the Currents.
Currents.
It's the Currents.
And by the way, I'm going to tell you something here in a second. Go ahead, Kala.
Great.
Hey, Shaw.
Hey, how you doing, Chip?
Good.
Are you out there listening this morning?
Yeah.
My goodness, where you at?
At home.
You know, Chip, I haven't talked to you in a long time. How are things going?
Good.
Great.
Us have new canine puppy now.
You have a new dog?
Yeah, canine Chip.
Oh, what's the name?
It's canine Chip.
Oh, okay.
The police department dog.
Oh, that's right, Chip. I did read that story. Yes. The dog's name for you. That is such a great thing. Nobody better, Chip. I'm so glad they did that.
Yeah.
Were you happy about that?
Yes.
So how's things at the grocery store, Chip?
No good.
Chip is honest. I love it. Yeah, and it's a little rough right now, isn't it, Chip?
Yeah, we take time off, too.
You took some time off?
Yeah.
Good. Are you enjoying your time off?
Yeah.
Well, you deserve it. You're a hard worker, Chip.
Yeah.
Well, Chip, I'm so glad you're listening, and I'm so glad you called in. I hope you stick with us.
Okay.
You have a great day, Chip. Love, Chip.
Oh, I know. Yeah, he's so sweet.
Chip and I got... I miss Chip. I had many fun days with Chip and many funny stories with Chip.
Chip is
a great guy.
Yeah.
He's about your guys' age.
I just love seeing the canine stories. That was so sweet, the whole thing.
Listen, when I saw that they named that after Chip, because I've known Chip for such a long time, I thought that to me is a really nice, important thing to do.
It's such an honor. Yeah, it's very cool.
Yeah. Hey, there's something named after me in this town. Did you know that?
Mm-mm.
Yeah. It's the restroom over at City Hall.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
SS Pears?
SS Pears.
Oh, shut up.
Coming in.
How did that start? That was the email, wasn't it? That was my email address. Yeah.
SS Pears is the only thing I see when I do that.
Anyway, what I wanted to get to here, I just got a message on the Facebook that you're getting disagreed with that I do spontaneous things.
Oh, great.
Somebody who I've done spontaneous things with.
Oh, isn't that cute?
Isn't that cute? That's what you say? Isn't that cute? See, and you guys think I'm such in a rut and...
I think spontaneous for you is like somebody asks you to do something, you're like, yeah, I'll do that. That's kind of how it goes. Okay, I'll do that.
Where are you at? I mean, honest to God, how would you know what I'm doing with my...
You talk about it.
Do I?
Doesn't he?
I tell you where I go on Thanksgiving Eve, but I'm not telling you anything else.
The pumpkin patch?
I really don't even know if the pumpkin patch was a true story.
Oh, my.
You know what, though? I would believe that because your stories are so made up all the time.
Did you come in here with a bend this morning?
I know.
To, like, just say nasty stuff to me?
I have not said anything nasty. You don't remember what you say. We had to deal with these stories.
I remember what I say.
These stories that you... No, you don't. We don't remember these stories that you tell us. Every single day for how many days?
Yeah, but they're real stories.
None of those were real stories.
I taught Zumba.
You did? There's not even Zumba there.
I taught Zumba, and I also went to a party where there was pizza. Why is that so hard to believe?
No, it was pizza and spaghetti, and then you threw it out, but you took a bite to be polite, and then, you know, the cute blonde asked you in. Like, the whole thing was
bizarre. Oh, the cute blonde did ask me in.
Oh,
so bizarre.
Gosh.
She did.
She didn't.
Yes, she did.
She did.
It was one of those things.
Okay.
All right.
Well, good for you doing spontaneous things.
Yeah, right. That was a... Well, right. I don't know why you think I would be stuck in a rut.
It's not a rut. It's a routine.
Like, not a
very,
routine.
We didn't rut, say rut. Rut. We said you're very regimented.
I never said rut.
No, not at all.
I said your routine.
No, I... Every morning, I have to do this program differently.
But you probably have a morning routine. Get up.
Not really. Mm-hmm. The other morning, I really...
That was one.
Yeah, messed that up.
Screwed your whole week up.
Yeah, I was a mess after that.
Imagine those little kids.
Oh.
That, like, what we were talking about, morning ritual. Like, yeah, I don't
have No, I don't have a morning ritual.
Me either. No, well, not I do really. Drink coffee. But other than that...
Aside from... Apparently decreeing that people bring me stuff in the morning. Other than that, I guess I don't.
Appease.
Yeah, you didn't
what
appease.
That's so weird because I would make apple butter.
You haven't done it yet.
Because you got it. Once I heard that you got it, I just stopped looking it up.
She doesn't want to go to waste. You got to go through your apple butter.
People's homemade apple butter.
Oh, come on.
You know what? I just, like, we had a jar of... It was strawberry sundae topping at home, Smucker's, and it tastes just like jelly. I was like, this is the same exact thing. They just have a different label on it.
Probably. That's probably true.
Yeah. Tastes just like strawberry jelly.
Was it strawberry jelly?
No, it said sundae topping strawberry, but it tastes just like strawberry.
Oh, no, I bet it's different.
No. Tastes just like it. No, my strawberry topping at work is different. Now that's strawberry topping.
If you are really somebody's friend and you make them apple butter.
Is that what it is?
Yes.
So before it was like, if I'm really your friend, I'll do this or that.
That's how you become a bestie.
You
bring somebody
apple
butter.
But what do you do for me? Or Michelle, what do you do for us?
I'd have to get the paperwork out and run all the things down that I do for the both of you.
Right.
What is it?
The one day I'm like, okay, I'll get McDonald's if you get Starbucks. And that was like a no, what? Why would I do that?
Okay. I tried to get you to go get a slushie one day for me, and you're like, no.
We always bring the drinks. We always bring the snacks. Always. And it's just expected. I mean, one day I'm running so late because I'm doing kids' dinner, and then I'm late, and I still have to be the one to pick up the pizza. And you drove by the exact same place that I did.
You know, you people make me sound really, really bad.
That girl, you people.
You people, that girl.
Let's turn into us. It's not bad.
Ashley.
I've done things for you. I came to the opening night of Stewart's, and I brought the 40th Treasurer of the United States with me, and we did a whole remote broadcast.
That was very nice.
It was very fun.
There you go.
We should do another remote.
Well, I would come.
Yeah.
I liked it. We had a lot of fun that night.
There's nobody is eating, like, allowed to eat inside, but... I mean, I'm sure you can stand inside.
We can stand outside if it's nice.
I have 6-foot increments posted everywhere.
Here's the thing. But you close at 8, right?
We do close at 8.
I might just show up at 8:15 tonight. Would
you know,
be okay?
We used to stay open until 9, but no, it's not okay. I want to go home. We used to stay open until 9, but we really didn't get a lot of business after 8. So it just didn't, financially, it just didn't make sense.
But if I'm there, if I'm coming, you'll stay open, right?
No, not at 8. Like you mean like if you're doing a show there?
Yeah.
I mean, I could have a special night, yeah. But I'd have to tell, like, the kids, I'd have to extend until 9, yeah.
That's a whole thing when you run a business.
When it gets a little, like, nicer out, lighter out later, like May. May is usually, the longer it stays lighter out, the later our rush is. Mm-hmm. Like, now our rush is getting to be 7 o'clock because it's lighter out longer.
I just didn't realize such a bitterness built up in you two.
We are not bitter.
Over time.
Bitter about
oh
what?
Oh, my.
That apparently you had to buy me things. I didn't realize this.
If I was bitter, I wouldn't have brought breakfast this morning.
I appreciated that you brought breakfast this morning.
I'm not bitter about it.
Well, you sound it.
It's just the fact.
You don't rub it in people's face after you do it.
Oh, my gosh. I wasn't rubbing it in your face. We were telling you, like, this is what you... This is
how you are. Expect. See, that's not nice to say.
Is it wrong?
Uh-huh.
Oh, my gosh. Is it wrong, Michelle?
No, it makes for a good day.
But no, but I did come and do the remote, so that was a nice thing I did for you.
Yeah.
There you go.
That was cool.
Yeah.
That was cool.
So I'm a nice person.
That was fun. We need to do another one.
It would be a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Mary Ellen, could I bring her along again and
get my setup
outside?
It's
warm now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can't wait. I'm ready for my flowers and everything and somebody just Facebooked me today. They're like, you need to paint. I was like, yeah, it's been raining. Like, I can't paint. Thanks. Thanks for the suggestion. I think it was like they're trying to be nice. They said they love us.
You know, I got nothing to give away, but I wonder if anybody in the audience knows what my favorite name was. Because that was like one of those things I harped on to.
I want to know what it is. Why wouldn't you tell us?
Is it a girl's name?
It's a name.
Is it Sarah?
Sarah. Now, who? Why would it be Sarah?
Ashley.
That's a strange thing.
Jesse.
Ashley. No, it's not Ashley. No, Isabel. I wonder if people know what my favorite name was. Isabel. If you do, let me know. 7403. We got about 5 minutes. 7403839944. Don't forget, Charlie Evers will not be here today.
Oh, God.
So I will be on for the next 2 hours. So don't tune away because it'll be pretty much the same, except the girls will be gone.
Do you have to talk about Corona?
No, Corona today. We're having fun today. I'm going to get out the phone. Have you guys ever seen the old phone?
No.
That I talk about? Let me get the old phone.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, right.
There it is.
I like that phone. Why don't you use it?
Well, it has no caller ID.
Oh, you have to have that.
Oh.
I might get the old phone out later on and call people up.
Okay.
You guys going to listen the rest of the day?
Are you going to prank Stuart to ask us if our refrigerator's running?
I'm painting today, so maybe I can just turn it on while I'm listening.
Is your refrigerator running?
I appreciate people who listen. I'll be on through 1 o'clock today.
Okay.
And it'll just be me.
I don't have a radio at Stuart's.
Turn on your phone. Just plug the charger into the wall and turn me on till 1 o'clock.
Mine has been cutting out, though. It really has been.
Okay, is this my favorite name? Oops. Go ahead, caller.
It's Bailey.
It is Bailey.
Oh, my God.
You have got it. That is my favorite name. I'm glad you were listening and remember that. Thank you, caller.
Goodbye.
That's true.
I don't have anything to say.
What is wrong with you?
No, that is my favorite name. That's my favorite. Why can't that be my favorite name? Huh?
Mm-hmm. Nothing.
What did you just say under your breath? That's horrible.
It was 100% say it off.
No, I'm just saying, why would that not be my favorite name? What's wrong with that? I like a name like that.
That's my dog's name.
Bailey is a popular dog's name.
I'm not joking.
Oh, man.
You know what name I like for a dog? Paisley.
I'm not joking. With Bailey and Buddy. It's not a joke.
How do you spell it?
B-A-I-L-E-Y.
Okay.
That's
a popular dog's name. Bailey is a popular dog's name. It is.
Bailey and Buddy. I'm not
making
it up.
But I'm telling you, Bella is like the number one dog name. Bella.
I love.
There's a lot of dogs named Abby. I've heard that a lot of times. I'm not kidding.
Fine. All I'm saying is if I have a child, this is what I'm going to name it.
I don't know if you're like...
And it could go either way.
Significant other's going to agree with that.
Well, hey, they don't get a shot. It's me. I'm choosing the name.
You know what they said on Friends? No uterus, no opinion.
It was like the country song. Like, you name the babies and Rachel. I'll name the dog.
Yes.
Well, she can name the dog.
Blake Shelton.
But I'm taking care of the...
No, you name the dog. She names the babies.
You name the dog, I'll name the babies. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, caller.
I have two dogs, or actually I have three, but their names are Bailey and Buddy and Maggie.
Oh, I have Bailey and Buddy.
Bailey, Buddy, and Maggie. Hey, thank you.
You're welcome.
See, so it's not like I just made that up.
There's a lot of dogs named Bailey.
And Buddy.
Well, that's fine. Listen, I like the name. That's all there is to it.
It's a good name. I'm not saying it's a bad name.
It's my favorite name.
It's a great name.
It is because there's just something about it. I think it's easy to spell. It's easy to say.
Did you watch Party of Five?
Yeah, no, Bailey. I did not watch
Bailey
Party of Five.
Bailey was on Party of Five. Scott Wolf.
I wasn't even alive yet.
Did you like Party of Five?
I did. I love Party of Five.
Mm-hmm.
No, I wasn't alive during that whole episode.
Yes, you were alive. I was in, like, college, high school, college.
Oh, then I'm sure I wasn't alive. Oh,
yeah, I mean, he's, like, what, 20?
Right.
20.
Young Scott.
25. But that was not... Listen, you know, it's nice that you did the blueberry thing. What was the blue... Dumplings.
Blueberry dumplings.
Blueberry dumplings. I appreciated that. I appreciated breakfast this morning. I appreciate what you do.
I know, I didn't say you didn't.
Yeah, we made it sound like I was a little rough.
If you don't get it, though, it would have been like a whole topic.
That's not true. I'm not like that.
Last time it was?
Well, it's because you got yourself something first. That's just rudeness.
That was not rudeness.
I didn't find that very cool.
Oh.
This has been a fun morning, and I do want to see how fast it went by.
It has been fun.
Yeah.
Lighter than the Corona all week.
Yes, and we don't want to do Corona, and we're not going to do Corona the next 2 hours. We're going to have trivia, lots of it, fun stuff. I might call somebody. I got the old telephone out.
Fun.
Who are you going to call?
I don't know yet.
Yeah,
I like to get out the phone book and just call randoms.
I don't think there's many on the phone book. Is there a phone book?
I have a phone book.
Are the numbers still good?
We try.
You can prank us. We would love for you to just call us and prank us.
Well, see, I don't know your number.
740-382-6807.
740-382-6807. Now, see, I'll call over and you'll be like, why did you call me? I'm busy.
Talk to a car op. They're getting pranked if you
do they
call in from the radio.
I identify who I am.
They're like, some guy. They'll look at me and go, Michelle, there's some guy. He's on the radio or something.
And you'll know who it is.
They will, too.
So we do want to let people know, 32-ounce root beer float, Janet Durst. 2 16-ounce root beer floats, Brenda Griffith. 1 half gallon of your favorite beverage, Jody Lucas, and a $10 gift certificate to Stewart's Root Beer, Roger. Don't come here for those. Go to Stewart's and give your name, and you may have to show your ID.
I didn't care Roger's last name.
Which, if somebody rips out their wallet and it says Roger, there you go.
Okay.
Yeah. I doubt there are lots a lot of Rogers around. So any parting words, ladies?
Happy Easter.
Yeah, happy Easter. It's been a fun morning.
It's been a fun morning.
Happy Good Friday.
And hope everybody has a happy Easter.
And you'll continue to listen because I might be pranking you.
We don't have a radio.
Again, there's this new technology called TuneIn that you can get on your cell phone.
It's very loud.
This is technologically...
At Stewart's.
Whatever. Scott, that's lecturing us on this.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't
the Roku.
It comes back to get you, doesn't it?
Yeah, we had to teach you how to use the Roku with a device, not the remote.
This show's over for
app.
Today.
There's an app.
What are these words he uses?
What? A piece?
No, he is something else.
Affects.
Mushaka. What was the word he said?
Oh,
Mushaka. Yeah, I've worked that in many times. Mushaka.
I don't know what you said.
I don't even know the words.
What was the word?
The M word. It was an M word.
The like, M word?
Yeah.
You said menisk.
Menishka?
Menishka?
Minutia?
Minutia.
Minutia.
I don't even know the definition for that.
You two need help.
That.
I can't even believe this. It's been fun. I'll be back in about 10 minutes by myself filling in for Charlie today, and we're going to have a good time this morning.
Okay.
So stay tuned. Thank you for coming in.
PH 107.1 FM streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com.
The Marion Towers Apartments are a supporter of WWG 107.1 FM. Address 400.